بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ووالاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الدين عند الله الإسلام وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بادروا بالأعمال فتنة كقطع الليل المظلم يصبح الرجل مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا وقال يمسي مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا يبيع دينه بعرض من الدنيا وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والحمد لله رب العالمين Most respected علماء اكرام elders and brothers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with an immense amount of knowledge. And it was through this knowledge granted to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us of the events, incidents of the nations of the past. And likewise, it was also through this very same knowledge granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam prophesized, predicted, and informed us of many incidents, many events that will occur and happen at the end times as we approach the last day and the day of Qiyamah. The Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the blessed companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and may Allah reward him handsomely, they heard these words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they believed in it, they took it to heart, and they did us the very great favor of conveying these words and these teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the generation that came after them. And the generations that came after them conveyed it to the one that came after them, and this continued until finally these words, blessed words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and this blessed knowledge of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached us. And my dear brothers, the amazing part is many of these predictions and prophecies of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, the nations of the past, they read it, they heard it, they believed in it. The scholars of the past, they wrote commentaries on these words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many of them tried to figure out an appropriate meaning to these prophecies and predictions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But subhanallah, my dear brothers, the amazing part is we are living in such an era, such a time, such a zamana, that not only do we hear and read these prophecies and predictions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but many of these prophecies and predictions, we are seeing it unfold right before our eyes. They are materializing and becoming a reality right before our eyes. An example of this, my dear brothers, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had predicted and said that close to the end times, close to Qiyamah, amongst the signs of Qiyamah is that close to Qiyamah you will find people who not long ago they were tribesmen, they were herdsmen, they were shepherds. But Allah will bless these people with an immense amount of wealth, and now they will vie with each other, and they will compete with each other in seeing who can erect the tallest building. Currently, the tallest building in the world is the Burj Khalifa in Dubai, which stands at 830 meters tall. But currently, there's also a building being erected in Jeddah, which is on hold at the moment, and when completed, and if completed, will stand 1 kilometer tall. 1 kilometer tall. And a person has to do a little background check and go into the history of the people who are behind these structures and these buildings, and a person will find that 100 years ago, or 150 years ago, or 200 years ago, these people were tribesmen, they were herdsmen, they were shepherds. Predicted more than 1400 years ago by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but we are seeing this prophecy becoming a reality right before our eyes. Another example, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had mentioned that لا تقوم الساعة حتى تعود أرض العرب مروجا وأنهارا. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that Qiyamah will not come until the lands of the Arabs become meadows and begin to flow with rivers. As I mentioned, my dear brothers, these sorts of hadith baffled the ulama of the past. They could not fathom and they could not comprehend that a place like Makkah Mukarramah, which Allah Ta'ala describes in Quran as Wadin Ghayri Dhi Zar', it is an absolutely barren place, no vegetation in sight. They could not fathom and they could not understand that how will Makkah Mukarramah become a meadow again, and how will rivers begin to flow in Makkatul Mukarramah again. But my dear brothers, we are seeing this prophecy of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam unfold right before our eyes. Recently, many of you will be aware of the large amount of rain that fell in Makkah Mukarramah, and Makkah Mukarramah is now bursting with greenery. People who lived their entire lives in Makkah Mukarramah have said that we have never ever seen Makkah so green before. Again, prophesied more than 1400 years ago by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but we are seeing this unfold before our eyes. Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala used to say, وَرَأَيْتَ الْبِنَا يَعْلُ الْجِبَالِ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأَمْرَ قَدْ أَضَرْ. He says that when you see the buildings of Makkah going taller than the mountains of Makkah, then know that Qiyamah is very, very close. Again, my dear brothers, this hadith baffled the ulama of the past. They could not comprehend and fathom that you have huge mountains in Makkah Mukarramah. Jabal Abu Qubais, Jabal Umar, Jabal Qaiqi'an, Jabal Khandama, huge imposing mountains of Makkah Mukarramah. How would a person, a human being, ever be able to erect a structure that would be taller than these mountains? But my dear brothers, many of us would have seen it firsthand, or perhaps you have seen a picture of it. Today the buildings of Makkah are towering over the mountains of Makkah Mukarramah. So my dear brothers, our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had prophesied that many things will happen close to Qiyamah. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when this happens, you will find a lot of close to Qiyamah. He also prophesied that many fitnas will take place. Many trials, tribulations, tests that will test the resolve of the person, test the faith of the person, test the iman of a person. You will find this happening at that time. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say that these fitnas will have in them three qualities. They will have in them three qualities. First quality, كَقِطَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ. These fitnas, these trials, these tribulations that will test the iman of a person will be like the parts of a dark night. Like the parts of a dark night. You know, when the sun goes down, then there is still about, it is gone, it is a bit dark now, but there is still some light in the sky. But as the night progresses, it becomes darker and darker and darker. Like that, you will find that one trial, one tribulation will come and test the iman of a person. And a person will think, this is the worst test of my iman I've ever faced. Only to find that the one that will come after will be worse than the one before. On one occasion, some people came to Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu to complain to him about the ill treatment that they were facing the hands of Hajjaj bin Yusuf. So Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to them, Isbiru, make sabr. Because verily I heard your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, La ya'ti ala nasi zamanun illa alladhi ba'dahu sharrun minhu. I heard your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that no difficult period of time will come except that the time after it will be worse than the one before. So one thing Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that these trials and tribulations will be get worse and worse as time goes on. The second thing Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that when these trials and tribulations do eventually come, when they come, then you will find they will come one after the other. Tataba ka nizam min balin quti'a silkuhu fatataba. Allah's Nabi said, like a person has a tasbih or has a pearl necklace, and a person snips the string of that pearl necklace, and how those pearls will fall in quick succession, one after the other, like that these fitnas, these trials, these tribulations that will test the resolve and test the iman of a person will come one after the other. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala say, Yamu tamuju ka mawjil bahar. He says these fitnas, these trials, these tribulations will come like the waves of the ocean. Many times we have seen, or perhaps we have had, it has happened to us ourselves, a person's at the beach, he gets knocked over by a wave. And the person just barely finds his feet, still rubbing out the salt from his eyes and the sand from his eyes, only to find that he's been knocked over by another wave. Likewise, a person, one fitna, a person will barely be over it. The fitna and the trial of corona and the lockdown. Then Allah Ta'ala brings another calamity, the looting and the rioting. And then Allah Ta'ala brings another calamity, the flooding. Allah brings another calamity, the unrest and the anarchy. One after the other, one after the other. And the third quality Allah's Nabi Sallallahu mentioned about these fitnas, these childish tribulations, minha sigharun wa minha kibarun. Allah's Nabi said that these fitnas and trials and tribulation will come, minha sigharun. Some of these trials will be a bit minor. It will be a bit easy for the person to cope with this trial and tribulation. وَمِنْهَا كِبَارٌ But some of these trials and tribulations will be very severe, very intense, to such an extent that a person will go past a qabr, and a person will begin to roll on the qabr, and he will wail, and he will lament, يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ مَكَانَ صَاحِبِ هَذَا الْقَبْرِ Oh, how I wish that I was the one who was the inmate of this qabr. So Allah's Nabi said these fitnas will come and they will test the iman of a person. And Allah's Nabi went on to say that the ripple effects, the knock-on effect of these trials and tribulations will be يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا That you will find in that zamana, in that time, in that era, a person will wake up in the morning and that person will still have some traces of iman in his heart. But by the end of that day, before the sun sets on that day, that person will lose his iman. That person will suffer the greatest tragedy that any human being can ever suffer. And likewise, a person, the sun will set and the person will still have some sort of iman in his heart. But by morning, the person will suffer the greatest tragedy that any human being can ever suffer, and that is the person will lose his iman. My dear brothers, for a person to lose his wealth, undoubtedly it is a tragedy. It is something difficult, but it's nothing compared to the person losing his iman. For a person to lose his family is definitely a trial, a tribulation, and a tragedy, but it is nothing compared to a person losing his iman. Because the loss suffered, the pain suffered by the loss of wealth or family will only be experienced as long as the person is living in this world at most. But once the person closes his eyes, that's the end of it. But the loss and the pain and the agony a person will suffer because of losing his iman will go on forever and forever and forever. My dear brothers, as Allah's Nabi Sallam have predicted many other things, and we have seen this, we are seeing this unfold right before our eyes. My dear brothers, perhaps we are living in that zamana and that time where we are seeing this prophecy of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam unfolding before our eyes. The fires of irtidad, the fires of apostasy are burning in our communities. Not long ago in this very masjid, one of the seniors of our country had given a Jummah bayan, perhaps some of you will remember, and he mentioned that he is from Gauteng, and he mentioned that he cannot speak for our province. But what he can say about where he comes from back home, that today you can barely meet a person who can safely say that there is not a single person in my family or my extended family who has not lost the iman. In every family, every extended family, there is one or two people who have lost the iman, wa'iyadu billah. My dear, I myself know in the last few months of at least four people from our communities, not people who are far away from iman. Some of them, I am quite sure that they would have read salah in this very same masjid, perhaps next to one of us. I know at least four people, my dear brothers, who either lost their iman or on the verge of losing their iman. So my dear brothers, this issue of protection of our iman, safeguarding our iman, looking after iman is something of priority in our day and age. So today, my dear brothers, I wish to share with you, inshallah, some things that we have to try to do to try to preserve, safeguard and look after our iman. Number one, my dear brothers, once again, we have to reaffirm our belief in the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا يدخل الجنة إلا مؤمن. لا يدخل الجنة إلا مؤمن. That only a mu'min, only a person who believes in لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, only that person will go to Jannah. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ Jannah is reserved and prepared for those people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only ticket and the only route to Jannah is the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us not get carried away by those ideologies and notions that are being put forward before us, that today it does not matter what religion you follow. As Mufti Razaul Haq Sahab Dar Barakatum gave a talk last year sometime in Cape Town, and he said many of the statements of this kuffar are very sweet on the outside. They are sugar-coated on the outside, but they are rotten on the inside. So people will say, it doesn't matter whether you're a Jew or a Muslim or a Christian. We are all coming from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Let us be united. Let us stand together. Let us have a common place of worship. Build a place where there is a synagogue, where there is a church, and there is a masjid together. Do not get carried away by these ideologies, my dear brothers. Sugar-coated on the outside, but the only purpose of it is to erode and wash away the iman of the unwary Muslim. Do not get carried away by the notion, my dear brothers. It does not matter what religion you follow, as long as you are a good person. As long as you have a good heart, you have a good person, you're a good person, and you're doing good, that is the thing that counts. I remember, my dear brothers, when the Archbishop, Bishop Desmond Tutu passed away, wal'iyadu billah, one Muslim person made the statement, and I quote to you, the person said, I cannot even fathom a paradise without Desmond Tutu in it. I cannot even fathom a paradise without Desmond Tutu in it. Why? He was a good person. Allah Ta'ala in Quran Sharif debunks this mentality. Allah Ta'ala says in 19th parah, وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَىٰ مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. Allah Ta'ala says tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, you will find a person will come. You will have mountains of good deeds. A mountain of good deeds. But this person, his good deeds lacks the active ingredient of iman. So Allah Ta'ala says, this mountains of good deeds, فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا, will make it into haba'an manthura, scattered dust. Mufassirin say, what is haba'an manthura? Like some part of the day will have some sunlight coming through the window onto the carpet. A person strikes the carpet and he sees those tiny specks of dust kicking up. That is haba'an manthura. Worthless, useless, no weight whatsoever. A person, no matter how good he was in this world, but he does not have iman, that person will never ever go to Jannah. On an occasion, our mother, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and may I take this by more, my dear brothers, we find in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala refers to the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Ummahat al-Mu'mineen. Wa azwajuhu Ummahatuhum. Allah recalled the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ummahat al-Mu'mineen, the mothers of the faithful. On one hand, Allah Ta'ala did not refer to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Abu al-Mu'mineen. Ma kana Muhammadun abahadim min rijalikum, walakin Rasulullah wa khatam al-Nabiyin. Allah's Nabi, we never heard him being called Abu al-Mu'mineen. But the mothers, the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were called Ummahat al-Mu'mineen. Ulama explained, because for a man, for him to become a father is not the highest distinction and not the highest accolade that he can earn. Rather, a person go beyond that, he can become a Rasul, he can become a Nabi, he can become Amirul Mu'mineen. But the highest accolade and the highest achievement and the highest distinction that a woman can ever achieve is to become a mother. That is why you find the wife of Fir'aun, she was a queen, she was the wife of the king. But despite having everything at her disposal, when they picked up Musa alayhi salam from the river, what did she say? Do not kill Musa alayhi salam. Perhaps we can take some benefit from him. Perhaps we can adopt him as a child. Being a queen, but still she desired and wanted to be a mother. Today, my dear brothers, this is what the ummah needs again. We do not need women who build careers, but we need women who will build homes. Go and read the life of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi. Go read the life of Imam Ash-Shafi'i rahimahullah and see what was the impact of the mother in the lives of these great personalities. That is why mothers are not only great people, but they nurture and inspire people who will do great things. So our mother Ummul Mu'minin radiallahu ta'ala na, she asked Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah bin Judan, he was my relative, he passed away some time ago, he passed away as a disbeliever. He was a very good person, a very charitable person. Will he ever go to Jannah? Allah's Nabi said, never ever. Because he did not have iman, despite all his good deeds, he will still not go to Jannah. So my dear brothers, the first point we have to reaffirm our belief in, لا يدخل الجنة إلا مؤمن. That only the reciter of the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam enter Jannah. The second thing, my dear brothers, is that we have to have a genuine worry, a genuine concern for our iman, for the safety of our iman. Just as we are worried about our financial safety, as we are worried about so many other things, we have to have a greater concern for the safety of our iman. Remember, my dear brothers, in this life there are no guarantees. The only guarantee we have is that we will pass away. Besides that, my dear brothers, there are no guarantees in this life. We sitting here with iman today, may Allah preserve our iman, we have no guarantee that we will pass away with iman. That is why we have to have a constant worry, a constant concern that what will be my condition when I am passing away. Hazrat Ibn Abi Mulaika rahimullah says, رَأَيْتُ ثَلَاثِينَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كُلُّهُمْ يَخَافُ النِّفَاقَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ. I met 30 of the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and each one of them had the great fear that I am munafiq, I am a person who has lost his iman. Hazrat Jubayr bin Nufayr rahimahullah says, on one occasion I came to the house of Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Homs. I came to his home, and when I came there, he was performing salah. And at the end of his salah, in his tashahud, I heard him asking protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from nifaq, from hypocrisy. So when he finished his namaz, I asked him, Ma sha'nuka wa sha'nu nifaq? Abu Darda, the last person that we would worry, be concerned about his iman is you. Why are you so worried and concerned about your iman? As Abu Darda then says, Allahumma ghafran, Allahumma ghafran, Allahumma ghafran. La ya'manul bala, may ya'manul bala. Bala. He says, three times he sought Allah Ta'ala's protection. And then he says, that person who adopts a casual attitude towards the safety of his iman, in reality, that person's iman is not safe. So does not adopt a casual attitude and have no concern for our iman. Rather, there should be a daily concern, a daily fikr, that how can we preserve our iman. So that's the second thing. My dear brothers, we have to make constant dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because at the end of the day, who lives with iman, who passes away with iman, is not in our hands. Allah yahdi man yasha, yudillu man yasha. Allah guides whomsoever He wishes, and Allah Ta'ala misleads whomsoever He wishes. Hidayat is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single day, in fact, more than one time a day, we have to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just a person who went out to work in the morning and comes back late in the evening, he hasn't eaten the entire day, that person will not go to bed until he eats something. Like that, my dear brothers, we should not go to bed without making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Allah Ta'ala to preserve our iman. The next thing, my dear brothers, this hadith that we were discussing, Badiru bil a'mali fitanan. At the beginning of the hadith, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that go ahead of this fitna, be it these trials and tribulations, outstrip these trials and tribulations, what? Badiru bil a'mali, by engaging in good a'mal, engaging in good deeds. Engaging in your, continuing to perform your salah, continuing to try your best to get the first saf of the masjid, continuing with your tilawat of Quran, continuing your dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the many other good deeds. My dear brothers, understand, just as a person who today is addicted to hard drugs, may Allah make it easy for a person who's suffering this, but today a person who's addicted to hard drugs, it was not that yesterday he was clean and overnight the person got addicted to hard drugs. Rather, it started off perhaps with something small. Perhaps the person started off with some cigarettes, or perhaps overdosing on prescribed medication. And this now what we call English snowballs, the snowball effect. It may start with something small, something innocent, but it progresses and progresses and progresses until the time comes now that the person faces a very, very huge problem. Likewise, my dear brothers, we do not find, it doesn't happen like this, that today a person is in the first saf of the masjid and tomorrow he's out of the fold of Islam. Rather, the person, he does not show concern for the first saf any longer. Then he goes into the second saf, and then the third saf, and then the last saf, and then he's leading salah at home and only coming to the masjid for Jummah and other special occasions. And even after that, even that is forgotten until eventually the person loses iman. So Allah's Nabi Sallam said, "La yazalu qawmun yata'akhiruna 'ani as-saffil awwal hatta yu'akhirahum Allahu fin-nar ay yaj'alahum akhir amri fin-nar." Allah's Nabi Sallam said that people will not show concern to stand in the first saf, and this will progress and this will snowball until eventually this person will end up in the fire of Jahannam. So being regular with our salah, being regular with our tilawat of Quran, being regular with our dhikr will go a long way in preserving our iman. You know, in English we have the saying, look after the sense, the rams will look after itself. What it means is, look, be concerned of the smaller things and the bigger things will automatically fall into place. Be regular with our nafil salah, our sunnah salah will fall into place. Be regular with the sunnah, then the fard will fall into place. Be regular with the fard and Allah Ta'ala will preserve our iman. My dear brothers, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect the iman of every single person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us firm iman. May Allah make us live with iman. May Allah ta'ala make us pass away with iman. And tomorrow on day of Qiyamah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we sit here today as brothers with iman in our hearts, may Allah ta'ala make us tomorrow in the akhirat, ikhwanan ala surin mutaqabilin, brothers sitting together on the thrones of Jannah. Allah give us understanding.